We are learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and we're beginning Top of the Amud, the new Mishnah. We're just talking about Matzah till now, and now we're going to talk about Mara. Zok the Mishnah, Ve'elu Yerokos, She'odom Yoytze Behem Yidei Chavasai BePesach. These are the vegetables you can use for Mara on Pesach. We know there's a mitzvah with the Raisa of Mara when you had the Karban Pesach. Bezman Hazeh, it's only a mitzvah Derabanan, but it's a mitzvah Mara. So which type of vegetables could you use for the mitzvah Mara? So the Mishnah says you can use bechazeres, and the Gemara will explain each one what this is in Aramaic language. We'll touch a little bit now. Bechazeres means with lettuce. Betamcha is like horseradish. Vecharchavina is a type of vine. Uva ulshin is endives. Uva maror is either some kind of bitter herb, or it's just a general term, maror, but firash is some kind of bitter herb. So these are the different minim you can use. Five different meaning you can use for Mar. And the halacha is, yoytzin behen, bein lachim, bein yibeshim. You can yoytzin say if it's fresh or say if it's dried out. Avaloi kvushim, but you cannot use it if it's soaked. Rashi learns kvushim means soaked in chaymet, soaked in vinegar. But the Magen Avraham brings down, even if it's soaked in water for 24 hours, also has din kavush. And Mishavur brings it down, the sheet of Magen Avraham. The Chalkiyakai v'agus, but that's Magen Avraham Shita, so they say be very careful not to soak your romaine lettuce in water for 24 hours, because then it's a problem of kvushim. V'lo shlukim, it shouldn't be cooked very well, cooked harbe, it means very cooked very well. Like v'shal, not cooked regular, like regular v'shal. Shouldn't be, amara cannot be cooked and cannot be soaked. Umitztarfin l'kazayis. The halacha is, these five minim can mitztarf l'kazayis. The yoytze in the kelach shlemen, you yoytze with their stalk. It doesn't have to be dafka the leaves; it can be the stalk also. Over the mai, you can use the mai for mara, like we have before. For matzah, you can use the mai because you could be mafkin and chosim, so you see it's only a chumra. Over ma'aser rishon, should not trumasai. A ma'aser rishon that the truma was taken off, the truma's ma'aser, you're also allowed to use it. Or ma'aser sheni v'hekdesh nifta, or ma'aser sheni v'hekdesh that were redeemed. Also, you can use those things for mara. Now, the Sfasemes has an interesting diak. He says, when it says mitzdar from the kazayas, why does it say dafka mitzdar from the kazayas after it says yoytzin ben lachem ben veishim ve lekvushim ve shlukim? Say right away, you brought down the five minim and mitzdar from the kazayas. Why do you have a hefsik in between about you're not yoytzin with cooked and soaked, and then it goes mitzdar from the kazayas? That's Sfasemes' diak. Sfasemes' answer is, he wants to say a meridik chiddush because of this. He says that mitzdar from the kazayas is going also on kvushim, shlukim, and mevushalim. That the halacha is, if you have a little bit of maror and you want to be mitzaref lekazayis, cooked maror, then it's fine. Even though it's not good for maror, but to be mitzaref for shear, it's enough. And what's the lumdus? The lumdus is that really, the Sfasema says, really there's no shear maror. Maror could even mashu. Why do you have to have a kazayis? Because the bracha says, achilas maror. Achila means a kazayis. So for the mitzvah of achilas maror, that doesn't have to have tam maror mamish. It can be cooked. Even if it doesn't have tam maror, it's good. So to mitzdarf kashir is good. It's more like kashir shvasemes, lav daf galach l'maisa, but that's he learns of the Mishnah. Akaponim, that is our Mishnah. So zok the Gemara, chazeres. What's chazeres? It's chasa. Chasa is lettuce. Ulshin, what's ulshin? Hendavi, which is endives. Tamcha, amarav barachana, tamchasa, which is horseradish. Tamchasa shma, that's the name. Charchavina, what's charchavina? On Moshim Ulakish, at Svasa the Diklos. Rashi says it means a sieve, hagod of nikhah, something that, a vine that grows around a palm tree. Tosfos asks really that it has to be something that's zroim, it can't be a tree, it has to be, mara has to be something that's a vegetable that grows in the ground. So you have to say it's a type of zroim. It seems like he's arguing on the Rashi a little bit. Mara means marisa. Mara means marisa, a certain type of bitter herb. Tony Bakapara, Eli Rokashom, that's when there was Pesach, these are the vegetables that a person's jay tomorrow on Pesach, but Ulshin, which endives with Tamcha, is horseradish, Charchalin is a type of herb, type of vegetable that's bitter, with Charchavin, Charchavinum, we have before, it's that vine of a Chazarin, and that's Chazaris, that's the lettuce, Huda Imer, Af Ulshay Soda, but Ulshay Gina, also Ulshay Soda, Ulshay Gina. Different type of endives, v'chazeres. And chazeres. Frank the Gemara, also yigin v'chazeres tol reisha. That's what it says in the reisha already. So it's Rabbi adding on. It already said chazeren, and it said olshin. So the Gemara, tach kama. Af Olshei Soda, which is a different type of endive, is like Olshei Gina V'Chazaras, and it's kosher for Maro. Just like Olshei Gina V'Chazaras is kosher for Maro, this is also kosher for Maro. Rabbi Meir, Amen. Af Asvos V'Turo Umar Yeruah. Pashto is saying four different types of minim, saying you're allowed to use the Asvos, V'Turo, Umar Yeruah. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Asvos V'Turo Echadiv. Asvos and V'Turo are one min, and Mar Zeh Yeruah. And Mar is Yeruah, it's the same type of min, so this type of vegetable is good for Mar. Tana Debe Shmuel. Eilu Yerokos She'odom Yoitz V'Nichvasa Pesach. The following Yerokos vegetables are good for Maror on Pesach. B'chazeres. Again, chazeres is lettuce, but also is endives, of tamcha is horseradish. B'char chavinim is the vine that grows around the dekel tree. U'b'char ginin, u'b'char dufnin. So these are different type of bitter vegetables. Rav Yehuda Eimer, av chazeres yulin, chazeres galin. You can use the lettuce that's called chazeres yulin or chazeres galin. Same halacha. Rabbi Loya, remember from Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Loya said his name, Rabbi Eliezer. Av, our kabbalin is also good for mar. V'chazarta called tamidav, and I went to ask all of Rabbi Eliezer's tamidim to hear from them if he told them such a thing that our kabbalin is good for mar. V'kashdli chavalim etzase. I couldn't find any tamidim who heard this from Rabbi Eliezer just like I did. But the Maisi found a different Tana that said like this also. When I came to Rabbi Yaakov, he was masking this idea. He wasn't a Talmud of Rabbi Yaakov, but he was masking this idea that a carbon could be kosher for Mar. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, this is like a simon to know what type of vegetable is good for Mar. Kol Shiyesh Lo Yisorof. Anything that has, when you squeeze it, out comes like this white juice that's bitter. Anything like that is called mar. Rabbi Yechon Breaker, I'm a kosher pun of machsifim. Anytime the vegetable is not 100% green, it's not green like a leek. It has a little bit of a wider tinge. It's not so green. It's also an example of a vegetable which is not such a green vegetable. That's mar. Acherim Baimrim, kol yerek mar, yesh lo sar pun machsifim. That every vegetable that's bitter has both these simanim, has sarof and has machsifim. So I'm Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Kulam Nilmad, Yerek Mar, Yesh Leib Sarah Fonam Achzifim. You learn from here that every vegetable that's bitter has Sarah Fonam Achzifim. That's what the Seven Achirim. And I'm Rabbi Huna, Allah Achirim, that Allah is like Achirim. Now, most man the Amram stim with this klal, that they have Sarah and Fonam Achzifim. The problem is that Rabbi Yehuda, who says only Sarah, Yechon and Breiko, says Fonam Achzifim, that doesn't really stim with this Achirim. And Rashi is a little bit problematic. Rashi throws in the Rabbi Yehuda, but he leaves out Taka, the other man, the Amma. He leaves out Rabbi Yechon Mabreka, leaves out Akapanim. These, if it has those two simanim, you know for sure you can use it for Mar. Ravina Ashkechele Rav Acha Brei de Rava. Ravina found Rav Acha Brei de Rava, Erev Pesach, Dav Mahadam Risa. He was looking for the Min Marisa, which is the fifth one on the list of the five maros. He had Chazeres, Tamcha, Chachavina, Olshin, and Mara. So he was looking for this marisa. Omalei, my daitech. Why are you looking for that min? Why that min? You're not looking for horseradish. You're not looking for lettuce. Why are you looking for that min? The Mirim and Tvei, because it's more bitter. V'chazeres tnan. The Mishnah says Chazeres the first one. V'tana de Beishmuel, Chazeres. And Tana Beishmuel also said Chazeres first. But Amar Rav Yishya, mitzvah v'chazeres, the mitzvah is v'chazeres, because the mitzvah is always the first thing of the list. Like we have by matzah, that the Rama brought down, that the five minim, the chitim is the first, it's the best to use chitim. Here also the best to use for Mara is the first one, the chazeres. And even more, the Gemara gives a simon why it's best to use chazeres, best to use lettuce for Mara. But Amar Rav, my chazeres, what's chazeres called? It's called chasa. Chasa means lashon rachmanis, of having mercy. My chasa, the chasa rachman alon, the Eibush had rachman alon, took it out of Mitzrayim. And v'om rashu v'achmini, not a remez that lettuce, chazeres, is good to use for Mara. All right, he said, love anim shlo Mitzrayim k'mara, why are the Mitzrayim similar to Mara? Lo yimulach, ma Mara zeh. Just like Mara, this Mara, which is the lettuce, shit chlasi rach, it starts off soft, but if you leave it in the ground extra, it'll get hard. V'sef v'kasha. Af Mitzrayim, chlasi rach, at the beginning they were soft, like Rashi says, they first said, "B'tchilas l'shtab l'hem, I de'schar." So you're saying, "I'm getting this to pay them to work." used to pay him to work. So they were beginning, they were easy. V'soif and kashal. And therefore the chazeres has a simon to the Shiva Mitzrayim. Amalei, how do you be? He stopped looking. He said, I'm not going to look anymore. I'm going to do chazeres. So you see from this Gemara that the best mara to use is chazeres, is lettuce. And that's how he passed in Shulchan Aruch, Mishavura, that the best mara to use is chazeres, because that's the first on the list, and it has these reasons of chasa and chlosarach. And already the Shulchan Aruch speaks out, even though the lettuce is not bitter. So he said, what do you mean, I can use for mara? He says, no, but since it's soifer to be bitter, that is the right type of mara. Even though it's not bitter right now, that is the right type of mara. So the first one is mara, is to use chazaras. The second one is tamchus, horseradish. And the fourth one is endives. Those are the three that people use these days. So the first choice is always chazaras. And it says in the Paiskim that you need to spend money for it, extra money to get chazaras instead of horseradish. Even if it's more expensive, it's a mitzvah, hit the mitzvah to use the afka chazaras. Omalei Rav Rachumi Labai. Mamai the high maror. How do we know? Torah says maror. How do we know it's a vegetable? The high maror min yariku. Ema marisa the kufya. Maybe it's the marisa is a type of organ of a fish called a kufya. Probably the gallbladder of the fish called a kufya. Maybe it's the gallbladder of the kufya of the fish. That's what it is. Marisa. It's also called maror. And my answer is no. I know it's not that. Why? Because dumi the matzah. It's similar to matzah. It's a hekesh mara to matzah. It's similar to matzah. Ma matzah gedulei karka. Af mara gedulei karka. Just like matzah is gedulei karka, mara is gedulei karka. And a fish just doesn't grow from the ground. Ve'ema hirduf. Maybe it's a stick, a branch called a hirduf. Rashi says this was the branch they used to sweeten the main mara. And it was a nes sech nes, because really that branch, that hirduf branch, was also bitter. Like Rashi says in Chumash. So va'ema hirduf, maybe eat this branch, that's what's mar. Dumya the matzah. Ma matzah min zera'im. Like matzah grows from the ground, like a vegetable, like a zera. Af mar min zera'im. So now there's a little kash on this, because before, if you look at the third wide line of the Gemara, it says one of the minim amara is hardufnim. And here we're saying hirduf is not good. So you have to say, if you Rashi, that hirduf and hirdufnim are two different minim. But Tosis asks this kasha. Tosis the Rashi Ma'ema. Middle Tosis asks this question. L'chayr is shtikol stir in the Gemara. But Kapala was saying it has to be a vegetable. Hirduf is not good. You have to hirduf is different than hirdufnu. Okay. Ve'ema herzifu. Maybe it's a type of plant that's called herzifu, which is so strong, it's like poison. Just like matzah has to be something that's called a food. And can be bought with kesem ma'aser. Halacha is the ma'aser sheni money you bring up to Yerushalayim, you only can buy things that are food. So just like matzah is something that's bought with ma'aser sheni money, also mara has to be something that we can be bought with ma'aser sheni money. It has to be called a oichel. And the Bir Halacha in Siman Tafayin Gimel speaks out that the Gemara could have answered this teretz for the fish also. The gallbladder of fish is not a food either, but that doesn't have meaning. Right after the Gemara says this, there's a halacha. Mara has to be edible. And therefore, there'll be a halacha, and everyone there muches, has horseradish called a food or not? I and Chum had to discuss, because horseradish maybe is not called a food. It's not called a oichel. It's so strong, but I and Chum that they discussed the thing, but that's a halacha. Mara has to be a food. Omali Rab Baruch Hanal Abayah. Maybe maror is only one type of min. How do you know it's five different minim? So Gemara meroyrim siv. There's also rabbim al matzah yishem meroyrim yoichluhu. Maybe two type of minim, two type of species of vegetables could be used for maror. So Gemara dumi de matzah, similar to matzah. Ma matzah minim harbe. Just like matzah, we have the five minim, the chamesh minim dogon. Ah, minim harbe. Ah, mara minim harbe. Also, mara you have minim harbe, which is actually five also. And it's really more than five feet of gemara. But according to the Mishnah, it's five. Amar Rav Rav Huna Amar Rav. Yerokosh Amar Chom Shadim Yisdei Mechasa Pesach Kulam Nizraim Baruga Achas. The law is Rav says that the vegetables that the Chom said all five that the Chom say can be plant that can be used for mara. The law is they can plant it in one aruga. And the Gemara thought right now, I could plant it in one row, one after another. And it's not a problem of Kalai Zeraim. The law is, you're not allowed to mix different plants together, different vegetables together. It's called Kalai Zeraim. So you see, Gemara sounds like right now, these five vegetables are the same min, and therefore there's no problem of Kalai. That's what Rav thinks Rav said. Rav said that Kulam, Nizraim, Baruga, Achas, all get planted in one row. So the Gemara, Lameimra, less but Mishum Kalayim. It sounds like he's saying there's no Kalayim when you plant these five vegetables in one row. Most of Rava, Rava has a kasha, it says in a Braisa, Chazeres v'chazeres galim. You know, lettuce and lettuce galim, it's two types of lettuce, like romaine lettuce and iceberg lettuce. Olshin v'olshin sada, two different types of endives. Krishin v'krishin sada, two different types of leeks. Kuzbar v'kuzbar sada, two different types of corianders. Chardel v'chardel mitzri, mustard and mustard mitzri. V'dalas ha-mitzri v'ramutza, two types of gourds. Einam kalayim zevazeh, they're not kalayim with each other. So the Gemara is dig. Chazeres v'chazeres galim in. But chazeres v'olshin loy, you can't mix chazeres with the olshin. V'chi ta'im v'kul v'hadim, if you mean that says, maybe the Braisa reads like this. Chazeres, chazeres galim, olshin, everything could be one. Everything is not kalayim. Maybe that's what it's saying. V'chi ta'im v'kul v'hadim loy, v'hava Rav himself says, zugay zugay stani, that appears. So it's back sphere. Rav said the rokas of the chacham instead of amara could be planted in one aruga, and here Rav himself said that they cannot be planted with each other. Chazeres cannot be planted with olshin. So it's a stira. Zok the Gemara. You're right. Mine is Ram Damarav. That said, is Ram Baruga Achas. What it means is this Ram kill chasam. It can be planted like the halachas of Klai's Ram. The halachas of Klai's Ram is as long as they are nickered at the different rows. That makes a mutter to plant them together, even though they're very close to each other. But they're if in the same direction, then it has to be three tefachim apart. So the Mishnah in Sechas Klayim and the Gemara in Shabbos brings it down also, says there's an eitzah, I could plant five different zron in a 6x6 patch. Six tefachim by six tefachim. Why? I put on four sides of the box, four different directions of rows. I put four different minim. And in the middle, I put a min. And that min is three tefachim away from the other ones. So I can do altogether five zerum in one box. That's kilchasim. So Rav is saying that the five minim amara, I can plant kilchasim. For example, kilchasim tanino, it's by every zerum, that's the halacha. It says in the Mishnah in Kalayim, aruga shishisha shishu tefachim, a rose that are 6x6 tefachim, that box, zerim besoicha, you can plant in the middle, and then the chamisha zerim. You can plant altogether five different plants. Arba ruchais, four on the four sides. Ruchais aruga. Ba'achas b'emsa, one in the middle. So the question is, then what's Rav's chiddush? All your ruchas you could do that. Not after your ruchas amara. Rav said, your ruchas amara could be in Zeram ka'achas. We're saying it means kilchasam. All Zeram can be kilchasam. So after the Gemara ma'od ha'tayma, hanimil b'Zeram. You would say, maybe dafka by zra'im, which is like wheat and those type of seeds. But your rakois, made by vegetables, which is a little bigger, it's a little bigger than wheat, barley, and those things. So maybe your rakois, or it's bigger, it grows above the ground, maybe that's worse. Loi. Maybe you need more space. Kamash v'lon, no. Kamash v'lon, that even your rakois, you're allowed to do it like this. Freit the Gemara, la Meimra, you're telling me the rakois alimim is ra'im, you're telling me your rakois need more space than Zerum to plant it and shouldn't be Kalayim. Matanan, kol mini Zerum ain Zerum baruga achas. Kol mini Yeroka is Zerum baruga achas. It says the Mishnah there in Kalayim, that just the opposite. This whole halacha that we said that it works in a 6x6 patch that I could do five different Zerunim is dafka by Yerokas. And not by Zerum. But then, kol mini Zerum ain't Zerum aruga achas. Kol mini Yerokas Zerum aruga achas. So, fakert, the Yerokas are better. So, what would happen? Of course, the Mara is a classic case that fits into this kilchasam. Yerokas is, and the Mara in Yerokas is a Yerokas. And Yerokas is classic. That's the Iker way. That's the Iker thing. So, what's this chiddush? You're saying over a Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, Mao de Tema. You would think Hani Marmer is Zroim. Maybe Marr, you would think, is Fakat, it's Zroim. You think Marr is called like little plants. Kamash Vilan, that they're called Yerokas. Right? The Gemara, Zroim Sakadaitach, you would think it's Zroim, but not Yerokas. It says in the Mishnah, Eilu Yerokas, Yerokas Pasach. It's clear, right? On your Rav, it's clearly called a vegetable. Vitali Vakapar Yerokas. And even the Brises all say Yerokas. Vitali Vakashmul, Yerokas. So tomorrow, the final pshat. Chazeres is tzrichle. The chiddush is that you let a plant, even chazeres, in this amount of space, which is the lettuce, which is the chasa. Sakadai, the chamina hoyover shayfala hakshoy, since at the end it gets hard, nesle rav chatvei, you give it even more room. Lav amra isi rechnina, kelach shal kruv, shahoksha, a stalk of a cabbage that got hard. Marchivaloi base roiva. It needs a very big space. Base roiva. It's like a, it's like 10 amos by 10 amos. It needs much more space for the nika. It shouldn't be kalai. Marchivim seif lahakshoy. You say avin lo rav chotvei. You get more space. Talking now, you would think chazeres needs more space. The letters of the mar needs more space. Neisloi rav chotvei. Kamash v'lon, that you don't need it. And therefore, Rav tells us, Yerokos of Maror all can be planted by Ruka Achas, means they all can be planted, they all can be planted in the dinim of Kilchosa, in the shear of 6x6, and you don't have to worry about the Chazeres getting too hard and needing a base Roiva, but it is included in the Halachas of 6x6. That's what Rav told us. All the Minamara, including Chazeres, could be planted in this way.